Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 145, verses 1 through 7 today. Psalm 145, verses 1 through 7. David says, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Folks, listen to what David is saying. He says, I'm going to extol you, my God and King. I'm going to bless your name forever. I'm going to bless you and praise your name forever and ever. We all know that the scripture says that the heavens declare the glory of God. Let me read that to you. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaim his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. So we know that the heavens declare the glory of God, and God's creation brings him glory. But have you ever considered that you too, I as well, am a part of God's creation? If God's creation is to bring him glory, and if God's creation is to declare his praise, we should be doing that as well. That's why David says, I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to praise your name and extol the greatness of your mighty deeds. Psalm 96, listen to verses 1 through 13. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in all that fills it. Let the field exult in everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Again, God's creation has been made for many reasons, and one of the biggest ones is to bring him glory and declare his awesome works. And you and I are his creation as well, and we should be exalting and praising God and declaring to the people, to the nations, the goodness and the greatness of God. In Luke chapter 8, Jesus heals this man who had the legion of demons. And then in verse 38, the man from whom the demons had gone, this is Luke 8, verse 38, the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with Jesus. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. The Bible says there are some that God calls to leave family and lands and houses and to go into all the world and preach the gospel and declare God's greatness. There are others that he wants us to do it where we are, in our home and in our workplaces and where he's put us. But my question for you and my challenge for you today is simply this. Do you not also realize that you too are a part of God's creation, made to bring him glory? Are you living your life in such a way that you actually declare the glory of God? Are you representing him in how you live and how you act and how you speak? Do you take his name, but take it in vain in the way that you don't represent him? Today, let me encourage you. Let me challenge myself. Remember, the creation of God has been made to declare his glory, and you and I are a part of his creation. We too are to declare his greatness. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.